Gentlemen, tonight we're going to be learning some more halachas regarding the Ruach Ra'a. We shall be talking a little bit about the halachas of very, very relevant halachas in terms of somebody doesn't have access to running water. What is he meant to do then? We're also going to be looking a little bit into, looking at the halachas of somebody who was up all night. What happens then? So we have to think about the Rosh, we have to think about the Rashba, we have to think about Ruach Rab. So that's going to be looked at a little bit as well, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we are up to page 18, Simon Dalet. And we are up to Sif Yud Aleph as follows. Lo Yitoel Memisha Lo Yinotal Yodov Shachis. Do not wash your hands from somebody that has not washed his hands. So, in other words, if somebody hasn't washed his hands, he shouldn't pour onto somebody the Nagelwasser. You can only, if you have the luxury of somebody pouring water over you, which most of us, South Africans over here, I suppose that was part of the, every morning they came in after, you know, in preparation for going to the swimming pool. So they would come and, we're not going to elaborate on which skin color, but they would come and they would pull the hand. So the point is that they could only do that if they were, you can only pull somebody else on somebody else's hands if your own hands are cleaned already. So that's again, lo yitol memi shaloi notal yodov shaches. Sif yud alef jimishtibur, sif kotn chav gim lo yitel, roitzeloima. Lishpach loy al yodov, don't pour onto his hands, unless your hands are clean. Aval lohovilema imutta, but just to bring the water, that's okay. Sif kotn chav dalet, memi shaloi notal of netil lachila. However, this halacha only applies to gas from negelvasa, but if it is talking about washing hands for eating, rashai litol, you'd be allowed to wash, memi shaloi notal yodov, you'd be allowed to pour water on the hands of somebody. That's not a problem. It's only a problem in terms of until the dam shachis. Okay. Seif yud beis im shichshech yodov lesoich kli shel maim. Okay, what's the halacha? Okay, somebody wakes up, there's no water, no sink, no tap. He wants to now put his hands into a kli shel maim. He wants to dip his hands into a vessel containing still water. Can you do that? So, also loyd netile, it's good. You're good to go for lekiyah shema, for shema, for letfilah, for shemayna esa, avoloy leruach roh shaleyen. But dipping hands in a water container is no good for the ruach roh aspect of your early morning hands. Yeah. To like, yeah. Ve'im shichshech yodov begimel memus mukhlofim. If you put your hands in memus mukhlofim, which means literally changing water, which we would normally call running water, flowing water, yesh leistapek, then we have a doubt, im also loy, if that would work, to remove lahavir, ruach ho, if that would help to remove the ruach ho. So what have we got so far? We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah shortly. So far we have got a distinction between the various aspects of removing, of why you got to wash your hands in the morning. So the we said the Rosh and the Rashba, which is on one side, and then we've got the Ruach on the other side. So to dip your hands in still water, so in terms of Netilas Yadayim Shel Shachris, Rosh, Rashba, Per Chadosho, that's okay. Dip it in, and you're fine to go. You can daven. In terms of the Ruach, you've not been able to remove the Ruach with that. Good. So why did we say that? So now, Hold on a sec. Well, let's investigate. Let's think about that. So the Shulchan Aruch then said, if it's my mukhlofim, changing water, flowing water, running water, then there's a shaila, is it good, is it not good in terms of huacho? Yeah, so the reason why I said that was based on the Ramah over here, which Mishnah Berurah is going to elaborate now. So hold on. So let's look at this now. Rabbi Yisai, what do we say about the bracha? What do you make the bracha on? Do you make the bracha on the Ruach Ra? Do you make the bracha on the Rosh Hashpah? What do you make the bracha on? No, you don't make the bracha on the Ruach Ra. You make bracha on the Rosh Hashpah, right? So now, if we are saying now that you could, if you are saying now that you could wake up in the morning and dip your hands in still water, and that's fine for Kiyashman Tefillah. Are we saying, does that also mean you can make a bracha on it? But Ruach Ra, we're saying, is not removed. So can you make a bracha on that, yes or no? Yeah. Very good, the answer is yes. So Abba said, just to get this clear, the person wakes up in the morning, he's got Ruach Ra on his hands, he's got, as well as the Ruach Ra, he's got obligation to wash his hands. He now has no running water, all he has is a bucket of water, thank you. He's taking his hand, and he says, blops. And he takes them out. He makes now the bracha. Boch ata Hashem el kever ha'al netil ha'sudayim. Does he still have bracha on his hands? Yes. And yet, he is fine to go. He can now daven. He can say Shema. Despite the fact that he's got bracha on his hands. We know it's not ideal. But we're learning now about Yisai, something which I feel is a chiddush, and maybe something that many people may not know and may not realize. You can daven, and you can make brachas, and you can say Shema with Ruach Ra on your hands. So says the Shulchan Aruch here. Where do you know that's from? Where do you get it from?
Where would I get it from?
Okay. Yeah, why do you assume so? I don't know, I'm not arguing, I don't know. What I'm saying is that I know about food. I know that food is going to get sticky. I don't know about Sefer Torah, I don't know. I don't know, I hear what you're saying, but on the other hand, if I can learn Torah, then why can't I touch the Torah? If I can daven, then why can't I...
We read into this the Chora, you can do anything really, but it's just B'dievet, or is it just prescribing these things as being allowed and other things not being allowed?
I didn't understand, say that again.
When it says when it brings these things that are okay B'dievet to do with the Rosh Hashanah, with a substandard washing, right? Is it to bring these things to exclude other more kedusha cases, or is it bringing it to say that you do these things basically anything?
Yeah, well, if you can daven, then what can't you do?
So maybe stuff relating to say potato.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's what it means. Okay, now. So let's think if we can answer that question ourselves. Where does the three come from? Why do we do three times? The three times we discussed already, the three times is only to remove the Ruach Ra. For the Rosh Hashpah, you don't have to do it three times. Rosh Hashpah is going to, the whole idea of three comes from Ruach Ra. So again, you can just take your hands, dip them in, say until the time, you daven, you say Shema, despite the fact you have Ruach Ra on your hands. I don't know how you're going to eat. You're going to go hungry. I'm saying, because how are you going to eat without touching? Gloves! All right. Somebody feeds you. The guy that wanted to wash your negelas, he couldn't, so he could come and feed you now, spoon feed you. So, we said also he can't bring you clothes in the morning, right? We learned that as well. It's kosher. It's not right. You can't. So fine. So tell him, don't bring me. I can get dressed myself, but just feed me later. What?
If the work can attach itself to your hands through gloves, surely it works the other way around as well. You can spread it through gloves as well, surely.
I hear. I don't know. Good question. Fair point. I don't know. Rabbi says, "If cotton yichov, hey, mishlibur, v'yuchal lekiyah shma v'letfilah, v'yuchal levorich al netilas yodaim, ta'amrinu bekiyah v'rochtzim emenu v'loy b'soichoy, abe'alma filu b'soichoy. Aval, but lehave haruach ra, in order to remove the ruach ra, boy, you need irui pouring gimel pa'amim three times dafka, v'shichshuch bekli, and if you have immersed your hands, peklin, the kli afilu me'apom, even 100 times, loy choshev el ha'echad, it's only considered once. That's an interesting point. So by dipping your hands into the bucket, since it's still water, you can do it 100 times, it's considered once. Why? It's the same water, yeah, it becomes tam. Jmiyat nitchmu amaim, because the water's become contaminated from the rachov, we have kmoy shofchen, and it's as if, you know, it's the same water. Mishumachi, therefore, nistapik achkach b'moysim uchlofim, there's reason to discuss, and to the Shulchan Aruch then discusses and explores, what about running water? Could be, that in order to remove the rachov, what an interesting question, and that's got to do with the tap. That's a tap question. Could be, in order to remove the Ruach Ra. Yeah, we'll get to the river. We'll get to your river in a minute. We'll get to your river. 1 minute. It could be, in order to remove the Ruach Ra, Lav Dav could be on Irui. Could be you don't need pouring. Lav Ruach Ra, Afilo Rechitza Zang. It could be that you don't need to pour water over it. It could be Rechitza, putting your hands in running water. That's fine. Or perhaps they've been an iru mikti al yodov. Or perhaps you need the physical action of pouring over your hands. Good question. Interesting. How do you remove the ruach of your hands? Does it need specifically pouring over your hands? 3 gushes of water? Could be. That's the conventional case. Or perhaps if you dip your hands 3 times in a running water, in a stream, could be that helps as well. Certainly what does not help is to put it in still water 3 times, because as soon as you have put your water in the water, your hands in the water, you have contaminated the water. But if it's running water, it could be that 3 times. Yeah, that would help. That would help. If you put it in 6 different... Yeah, that's probably would work. Kosa prima godwin, according to this, imtoch aviyodo bena, sholosh po'omim, if you, that's your river now. If you have put your hands 3 times in a hole, in a river, shalosh pa'amim, or beshelek, interesting, or you've put it in snow, here, hamunach ha'oretz, which is on the ground, shalosh ha'mekoyim, is mechlofim in 3 different locations, depending on that, who do not work for tefillah, v'yuchal avoich al tilas yadayim, aval sofek, So we're not sure, certainly what we're learning now, if you wake up in the morning, there's nice snow or there's a flowing river or whatever it is, you can put your hands in the snow, in the river, and that will certainly help for tefillah. Certainly you can daven now. That remains a question. Yeah, so the action that we learned, you must do the action if you can, but we learned as well, Vermal did say, that's what Gideon mentions, that but the Eved, the action's not ma'akev. But the Eved, it still works without the action as well, although of course, ideally, you should do so. Now, the Malbim continues, that's what we have to remember, Aloch Lemaisa. That's the Aloch Lemaisa line that we must remember. The Malbim says, Ulevush Esrot, Poskli Mena, when it comes to a river, V'chem B'shelek, when it comes to snow, V'mei Mikveh, and the mikveh water, mahani af leruach ro, that will also help for ruach ro. Fafilu ein boim aboim so, even if there's no 40 so, ein shomam be'atzachem, see what Atzachem writes there. Halach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah is lenient. Not still water, but the running water will help in order to remove the ruach ro. So what have we got, Rabbi Isai? What have we got? Still water helps for Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't help for Ruach Ra, but flowing water, running water, etc., even snow works for Ruach Ra as well. So what does that mean if you're in an hotel without a keli? I've always said go back to that. Let's just see if Gideon was right, what we said last time. You are in a hotel and you find yourself without a keli. What do you do? And what do you do when you get home? You want a daven, okay? What? Use a tap. So what, let's think this through. What is a tap? What is a tap equivalent to? What is it? What's that? L'chayre, it's like running water. So therefore, you do it 3 times. You do it Once, with one, with having done once, you're already ready to go for tefillah. That's for sure. It's no worse than dipping it into the still water. So it's for sure. So you for sure daven. In terms of ruach ra, we're learning now. It's even working for ruach ra. But you have it for sure. So you can daven. You can say tefillah. You can say shema, and it's all. But yeah, it's all fine. Yeah. So we want to look at running water.
Running water tap.
So the idea, let's hear what you're asking. You're saying, if it's running water, we're learning now that running water is fine according to the Malim. So why do you need to switch on and off three times? What's the point? That's what you're asking. Oh, very good. So I believe that it's a bit better to do that because of the Koach Gavra element. We know that there's an idea of koach gavra, that you have to have human force, ideally, certainly when it comes to Suda related Natilis, but lechatchila we want to do it over here as well. So human force. Now, you could argue that, is that opening the tap human force or not?
Yes.
Why is that? Is that how it works? Who knows anything about plumbing? Who knows anything about plumbing? When you switch it on, what happens? That's what you, yeah, that's, I suppose that's true, yeah. Pardon?
I thought the tank would be a keli, so you're taking
the tank. What that means?
The tank is a keli, and?
So when you open it, it's coming, like, it's pouring the pressure. Same thing.
What do you do when you switch on the tap? What happens? I don't know how it works.
You're allowing the flow.
What do you mean you're allowing the flow?
The pressure's already there.
You're allowing the release. Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then it's not much of a koach gavra. Because it's not human force. All you've done is stopped, and you've like released it, and so it's not much of a gain to do that. So you probably haven't got koach gavra. You haven't got koach gavra.
Of course, you want it to come out.
Have you really? You have taken away what?
The water's there the whole time. You've taken away a valve.
Right. Okay. If that's the case, and I'm sure that's true, then it's not. You don't really gain much, and really, you don't have koach gavra, and so really, by just putting the hands three times in and out, in and out, in and out, you're doing the same thing. No, but your point, gravity.
The gravity is letting you do it. You're
not really. There is. It's not. You're doing a physical action of pouring. That's not koach gavra. Probably that's not koach gavra.
What is a good example of
koach
gavra then?
That's koach gavra. Yep. It's not really gravity related.
Yeah, because you're changing the direction of it's moving.
Yeah. So, okay, but Rabbi Yisai, either way, but yeah, but you don't need koach gavra. So Rabbi Yisai, you switch on the tap, whether you switch it on and off three times, yes or no, makes probably little difference, but you put it in your hand three times, tak, 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 and you've got the ruach ra removed, and certainly you've got the Rosh Hashanah, you can do the, and you can do your tefillahs, etc., etc. Breakfast, what do you think? Let's hear, what do you think? What about eating? If you've got removed the ruach ra, but you have it, you can eat. Yeah, why not? You have removed the ruach ra, go for it. Yeah. You can do everything. Yeah. Yeah. So it's still better to take a keli with if you can, but it's okay. Now, this is, we move on, obviously, if you'd gimel, which is the beginning of the discussion of somebody who was up to all night. Okay, before actually looking in Shulchan Aruch, based on what we've learned so far, based on what we've seen so far, how do we approach the Yid who was up Shavuos night, and he wants now to know, what about Netilas Yadayim? First question is, do you need to wash your hands? Yes or no? And if you do need to wash your hands, do you recite the Bach, yes or no? And if you do need to wash your hands, why so? Okay, let's think this through.
Start the day.
Good. So in terms of the Rashba said Be'er Chadasha, new, to a large extent, you're new. What's Be'er Chadasha? You're new. New being, because some of it left you during the night.
What about the hamstring?
So that is obviously very much connected, probably, it's intrinsically connected to sleeping. If a person is awake, Neshamas don't. It's part of the. It's part of the. The Rashba is intrinsically connected to sleeping. If a person is up to all night, according to the Rashba, you probably don't. You probably don't wash your hands. Good spot. What about the Rosh?
The
Chadoshim lefkoim rabu nasecha. Okay, you saying that maybe it is. What about the Rosh? What about the Rosh? The Rosh. What was the Rosh's reason? Oh, Ashkenazi, what does that mean? Absolutely. Abzur Rosh says your hands probably touched covered parts of your body, and therefore you've got to wash the night before davening. If you were up, you know exactly where your hands were. And you therefore... Not... Yeah, no, but they don't go to covered areas of your body. Yeah, no, but not more than the rest of the day. When you wake, it's no difference. Night and day is no difference. So... You do, but not. You don't make the bracha. The Rosh Taka holds. You shouldn't yet. And what about Ruach Ra, Rabbi Yisai? No Ruach Ra. If you're up to all night, let's hear what Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, we're going to discuss all those points. Bezer Hashem. Imo Yoneh Kelalai. If a person was up the entire night, Yesh Leistapek. We've got a doubt over here. If you've got to wash your hands, you need to wash your hands to daven, and to remove the ruach ra from his hands. So what's the maskana? What are we going to do in such a case? We don't know, so what are we going to do? We don't know if we have to or not. What are we going to do? What's normally quite predictable, the psak? Yeah, and? Wash that bracha. You want to be yoitz to all the opinions, you wash your hands. You don't make a bracha. Good. So that's what the bi'alocha goes into. You touch, and then according to the Rosh, you'd have to make a bracha. Okay, we will speak about that, but I suppose we'll leave that for tonight. We'll leave that. Okay. So, gentlemen, to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the halachas of don't let somebody wash your hands. Don't let somebody else wash your hands unless they've done it themselves. Okay? Yes, good point. Yeah. Because they don't have tumah on their hands. Now, in terms of, yeah, so if somebody, well, then now, talking about dipping in still water, what was halacha?
It's good for
davening, Rosh Hashba, yeah. What about Ruach Ra? No help for Ruach Ra. Okay, what about running water, flowing water? What? Good for everything, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch is in doubt, but the Malbim Paskins, it's fine. It's fine. So that's probably what we can compare to the tap. And then finally we discussed the halacha of somebody who was up the whole night. Halacha lemaisa, since there's various opinions, various sodim, rosh, rash, baruch, what you got to do if a person was up the whole night, he's going to wash his hands, but he's not going to recite a bracha. Okay, I do hope you're going to sleep tonight. It won't be relevant. Halacha lemaisa. I wish you a very good evening. Okay.